I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up.
Hello, I'm Solazar.
Hi, I'm Carolani, and welcome to Good Vibrations, Tools for Transformation on AM 540 KRXA.
And we're your source for everyday alchemy. So we want to thank you for tuning in on this Saturday, September 27th. And you can also listen to us online by going to our website, www.goodvibrationsradio.com, and live stream the show. The call-in number is 831-899-5792. That's 899-KRXA. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations, we provide information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. If you don't like where you are, then change your vibration and try something else. And tonight, as we continue to explore the energy of limitless potential and possibilities in the month of September, we'll be joined by Chris Atwood, an expert in the field of human consciousness and co-author of The Passion Test, which helps you clarify your passion and live your destiny. To get us started, Kirilani will share some information about the energy of the week, the month, and the year in her Go with the Flow.
Well, thanks, Solazar. And if we look at where we are in the year, this is a month of limitless possibilities that is all devoted in a year to really starting to be who you came into this life to be. We all have gifts and talents and abilities, and this is now time to really know what those are and start living authentically who you came to be. So that's knowing yourself really well, and then that's taking those dreams and desires in your life and putting them into action. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on Go with the Flow because we'll talk about it more in the next hour. I want to get right to our guest because the work that he does ties directly into this opportunity that you have now in September and October to get in touch with what your passions are, put that out to the universe, and then use the energy of October, which is devoted to clarity and wisdom, to get that crystallized and crystal clear to take action.
Well, thank you, Kirilani, for sharing all of that. And our guest tonight, as Kirilani mentioned, is someone very familiar, not only with clarity and wisdom, but limitless potential and possibilities. Now, Chris Atwood, along with Janet Atwood, is the founder of Enlightened Alliances, creating global alliances through which everyone wins. And he's the co-author of The Passion Test, a simple yet powerful process that helps you discover the things that matter most to you in your life and to create the kind of life you've always wanted to live. So through their company, Enlightened Alliances, Chris and Janet have played a significant role in the sales of some of the best-selling books of the past 5 years, including The 1 Minute Millionaire, The Enlightened Way to Wealth, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and the movie and book The Secret. So don't forget, you can join the conversation by calling 831-899-5792, or if you're outside the 831 area code, you can call 888-579-2540. And to introduce our guest, let's listen to a little Cat McPhee.
Every mistake, every wrong turn, every time I lost my way, led me to this moment of bliss.
Well, Chris, welcome to Good Vibrations.
Thank you so much, Solazar. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us. And I wanted to start by asking, why is it so important for people to understand and focus on what they're passionate about?
Well, Kirilani, I think you kind of summed it up in your little introduction. That the but one way that we talk about it is that your passions are the clues to your destiny. We like to say your passions are like breadcrumbs. They're leading you on to fulfill your life's purpose. And one of the reasons the subtitle of our book, The Passion Test, is The Effortless Path to Discovering Your Destiny is because when you get clear on what are the things that matter most to you in your life, and then you base the decisions in your life on those things, what you begin to discover is time goes on and your life begins to feel more and more purposeful, more and more turned on, more excited. Things begin happening that you could never have predicted in advance, you never could have imagined in advance, and life becomes very magical. And yet it's not about me trying hard to make that happen. That's why we call it the effortless path. It's really about me, each of us, getting clear about what is it that we most deeply care about, and then connecting our life to those things.
And for people who have spent their whole life being practical, logical, responsible, and kind of overriding those signals inside of what they are passionate about, how do they get in touch with their passions?
Yeah, it's a great question. And of course, being practical, reasonable, and responsible are all good qualities. I wouldn't suggest or encourage anyone to give those things up in and of themselves.
Darn, I was hoping that was an opening.
But it is the case, and I think, Kirilani, this is what you are alluding to. It is the case that most of us, when we were little kids, we dreamt. You know, we had dreams. We had great visions of possibility. And then someone came along and said, you know, that's all fine and good, but you need to put that aside. Because you need to be practical, you need to be responsible, you need to support your family, you need to make a living. And so we said, well, obviously I can't do that doing what I love, so I have to go out and find something that will pay me, that somebody will pay me for, and then I'll put off my dreams to some future time. And I think that's the reason, Kirilani, frankly, that Harris Interactive, when they did a study a couple years ago, found that 80% of working Americans are not passionate about what they do. Because we've all grown up in that cycle. And so to change that requires creating new patterns in our life. And it won't necessarily happen overnight. That's why we tell people to take the passion test again and again and again and again. And taking it initially, people will get some aha, some, oh my goodness, something is, I'm seeing something about myself that I didn't know before. And yet, in the beginning, they may find that their top five passions seem to shift and change a little bit because we may not be used to going in and really examining ourselves inside. But as we take the test again and again, what we discover is those five begin to become more stable. And at that point, we have a very, very powerful decision-making tool for any situation that may arise in our life.
Well, one thing that anybody can hear that is listening, of course, is the passion in your voice when you're talking about this. So there's no question not only that you share the passion test with people, but you're doing your passion because it clearly comes through. So if you had sat down 20 years ago, do you think you would have clearly identified your passion, or was that an evolution of your whole process as well?
Well, it was an evolution for me, and I think it's an evolution for everyone. And it's another reason why we tell people to take the passion test regularly, because guess what? Do our passions change, Salazar?
Oh, of course they do.
Of course they do, right? As time goes on. In fact, it was interesting because I've been doing the passion test for many years now, probably 12, 15 years at least. Mm. And for 4 or 5 years, my top five passions hadn't changed that much. I still take the test regularly, but the wording might change a little bit. I'd get some new insight as I'd go through the other steps in the process of clarifying my passions. New things would come to the surface with that. But the top five hadn't changed much. And then in January of this year, about 3 weeks before my newborn first baby girl was about to be born, I took the passion test again. And surprisingly enough, two of my top five passions drastically shifted. And it had a lot to do with the fact that here was this new little person that was about to enter in my life, and some of the things that were priorities for me began to shift as a result of that. So, of course, our passions change. And that's why we say that they're like breadcrumbs. You know, you remember the story of Hansel and Gretel, right?
Yes, yes.
And they left the breadcrumbs. Well, we, if you will, God, the universe, our higher self, whatever you want to refer to it as, has left these breadcrumbs in the form of the things that we love and are drawn to, that we care about, that really matter to us deeply. You know, Janet and I say in the Passion Test that what you love and God's will for you are one and the same. That it's not an accident you love the things you love. It's not an accident you care about the things you care about. There's good reason for those things. And in answer to Kirilani's question, if we are in a position where we're denying the things that we love and care about in order to be practical or reasonable or responsible, what we discover is that we begin to feel more and more miserable, more and more unhappy. Life begins to become suffering for us, and that is also not an accident. You see, we're always getting feedback.
Mm-hmm.
We're always being given guidance, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're on track, when we're connected to the things that we love, then we find that our life is expanding and we're experiencing more and more joy. And that's why we say, as we follow those breadcrumbs, as we follow those passions, that they are leading us on to experience more and more joy and delight in our life, as we are able to give our own unique and special gifts, just what Kirilani was talking about when we started.
Now, this is actually not the same as saying you expect people to sit down and plan out everything. It's really creating that awareness. It's creating that consciousness. It's taking out of those dark corners and bringing it out to the light of the day so we can see it, so we can recognize it.
Absolutely.
And that starts the shift in and of itself just by doing that.
Well, you know, what stops many of us is that we can't figure out the how.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a dream, we have a vision, we have something that we would love to do, love to experience in our life, but we can't figure out how it could possibly ever happen, and so we set it aside. We say, oh, well, you know, that's just being unrealistic, you know. I need to get it down to something that's manageable.
Yeah, I call that putting it in the lock box in the shelf in the closet and let it gather dust.
That's right. Exactly. It is that. And so what the approach that we've taken, what the Passion Desk suggests, is that we get clear about what it is that matters to us and then take action in the direction that we can see to take. In fact, we give three steps for anyone to create anything they choose to have in their life. Are you ready?
Yep.
Intention, attention, no tension. So intention is the act of getting clear. Intention is clearly stating what I choose to create in my life. Then attention, what do we put our attention on grows stronger in our life. So attention is doing anything and everything we can think to do. It doesn't mean just sitting back on the couch and saying, oh, the universe will provide, you know?
Yeah. You wait for the knock on the door, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And then, of course, you don't get off the couch to answer it even when the knock comes.
Exactly. Right. So that's
right.
Not what we're talking about here.
Yeah,
well, what we're talking about is whatever I can think to do, then I do that thing.
That's right.
And if possible, I do that from that state of inner peace and calmness within that comes from knowing that everything in my life is being perfectly organized. But whether I have come from that place of peace or calmness or not, once I've done everything I can think to do, then I let go of it. I let go and know that the steps that are needed, those things will appear. And one of the things we tried to do in the book was to share a very dramatic story of Janet following one of her passions and sharing the kinds of surprising things that happened and how along the path new things would show up that were very deeply important to her. At one point she got word that her stepmother had terminal cancer and would refuse treatment, and suddenly it shifted Janet's priorities completely. And yet what we show in the book is that there were some very surprising outcomes that she could never have predicted in advance because she was able to stay open to the way things that were appearing. And that's one of the principles that we share in Chapter 7 of the book, the seven principles for living a passionate life. One of those key principles is staying open, because we can never predict how it's going to appear.
And so something that may have looked like a detour really is part of the path of getting to what that passion is.
It is, as long as we are consistently choosing in favor of our passions. May I share a secret that will guarantee your listeners a passionate life?
Yes. Absolutely.
Is that okay? I'm not kidding here. I'm not exaggerating. When you do this, it absolutely will guarantee you a passionate, turned on, excited life. And that is this. Whenever you're faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity, choose in favor of your passions. I'll say it one more time. Whenever you're faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity, choose in favor of your passions. Now, that will guarantee a passionate life. It does require courage, because many times choosing in favor of our passions means making a choice the outcome of which we have no way of predicting in advance. And it could be, if we looked at it with our rational mind, we could probably see disaster looming ahead in some cases. And yet, when we consistently choose in favor of our passions, what we've seen, and with the thousands of people we've worked with the passion test, is that unpredictable miracles seem to appear. And again, one of the reasons we shared this very wonderful story of Janet's is to just give an example of how, when Janet was absolutely ruthless about choosing in favor of what mattered most to her in this moment right now, when she got word that her stepmother was dying and that she had refused treatment, then Janet knew immediately that everything else took second place to that. There was no question in her mind. And if she was sort of intellectually attached to the idea that what had been her top passion was the thing that she really had to choose in favor of, if she wasn't listening to her heart and realizing that being with her stepmother now had suddenly become, with this new information, the number one thing in her life, if she had just intellectually attached to what she had written down as her top passion, then we wouldn't have had a story to tell. But she wasn't in that place. She was open and recognizing that her heart was telling her what was most important, and she went for that. And as a result, what she had written down, what had been her top passion, got completely fulfilled in ways that she could never have imagined, much more completely and much more wonderfully than she had ever conceived of. And it's such a great description and example of the way our lives, each of us, how our lives can begin to unfold in wonderful, fun, exciting, sometimes scary, sometimes challenging, and yet always, always wonderful and amazing ways when we make that choice to choose in favor of our passions each time we're faced with a significant decision in our life.
Well, and it sounds like that's a beautiful example of the third step of the no tension, of
yeah.
being flexible enough to be able to shift in the moment, and also to have that trust that the universe has the same intention for you that you have for yourself.
Yeah. Well, and that comes from really accepting this fact that it's not an accident that I love and care about the things that I care about. You know, that my being drawn to things, and when I say mine, I mean each of us. When we are drawn to something, when we really love and care about something, it's coming to the realization that that's not an accident. It's not limited to our small little self. That love that we have in our own life is completely connected to the love which is part of all of life. And that by following that, by following those things that we deeply care about and are deeply meaningful to us, that is leading us down a path that allows us to contribute in ways that no one else but us can contribute. What you were saying, Kirilani, our own unique and special gifts. Yeah.
And while I'd love to let you continue to contribute at this moment, we will have to go to a break. So we will be right back. This is AM 540 KRXA. Good Vibrations with Solazar and Kirilani and our very special guest, Chris Atwood, and we will be right back.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask how many rockets are in outer space. Why is education failing? Ask where are the safeguards in banking, water, energy, health, inflation?
Ask what you can do for your country.
9 p.m. Saturday, The Bob Oliver Show, The Quantum Leap.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Sun Street Centers now offers low-cost transitional housing for men in sobriety. Simply maintain a program of recovery and have 30 days of sobriety to qualify. These apartments are fully furnished with a large kitchen, living room, dining area, cable TV, and laundry. Sun Street is now taking applicants. Seven Suns Transitional Housing for Men with a sincere commitment to their recovery at a low cost. Call 753-5145, 753-5145 to apply. Sun Street Centers in Salinas.
Barack Obama for America, Barack Obama for America. His wisdom, courage, and integrity will give us peace and strong prosperity. Our people need a new direction, security and health protection. With global warming creeping upon us, we need a president that we can trust. Barack Obama for America. Barack Obama for America.
Well, welcome back. This is AM 540 KRXA, Good Vibrations Radio, with Solazar and Kirilani. And tonight we're talking with Chris Atwood, who is the co-founder of Enlightened Alliances and the co-author of The Passion Test, helping you identify your destiny and live your passion. And just before the break, Chris, you were sharing with us how we can actually embrace our passion by always choosing in the direction of our passion. And that's how we avoid the tension in our choices, even though sometimes it takes courage.
And I thought that it would be good to share with the listeners an opportunity that's coming up on Tuesday, September 30th, International Passion Day. Chris, can you share with our listeners about that?
Sure, I'd love to. Thank you, Kirilani. International Passion Day is really an excuse for every one of us to take a look at our own lives. I mentioned earlier that studies have found 80% of working Americans are not passionate. So this is a time for us to just take a look and see, what do I really care about? What are my passions? How can I shift or adjust my life in some way to begin giving more attention, giving more priority to the things that really matter to me in my life? What we're encouraging people to do on International Passion Day, actually, is to take at least one action to follow your passions and to serve another. Because, you know, one of the most wonderful things, and I think many of us have discovered this, is that no matter where we are in our life, when we make the choice to serve someone else, to help someone else, to support someone else, it takes us out of the smallness of our own life and into the experience of giving and the joy that comes from that. And when we can do that in a way that uses our own gifts, in a way that we personally are passionate about, then it is a gateway to joy, in my experience. So if I may, Kirilani and Solazar, I would encourage and ask everyone to go and take a look at the short little 2.5-minute slideshow, flash presentation that we've created for International Passion Day. You can find it at PassionDayMovie.com. That's PassionDayMovie.com. It's a great way to get started in celebrating International Passion Day. And then we, frankly, are going to go on and encourage everyone to celebrate October with us as Passion Awareness Month, as to not let it end on Tuesday, but let that be a beginning.
Oh,
and in
perfect.
October, for us to get to that place of clarity that you were talking about, Kirilani, in the introduction.
Well, actually, we'll even put that on our site. That's a wonderful idea. And also at the passiontest.com, people can go ahead and sign up to take the Passion Test. They can order the Passion Test book, and they can also catch a link to PassionDayMovie.com. So we want to encourage everyone to explore this, because I do think sometimes in our life, Chris, and you may have seen this so much more, is that we are taught to hold back. We're taught to not explore our passion. And what you're really saying and what you're sharing with us is we don't need to be afraid of that anymore. It's time to get out of those boxes and explore our passions and live them.
Absolutely. And the fact is that from our perspective, from Janet and my perspective, there are only three things that prevent anyone from living their passions. Those are false beliefs, false concepts, and false ideas. And the idea that I can't follow my passions, or that I can't make money, I can't earn an income following my passions, or that I don't know enough, or I'm not old enough, or I'm not young enough, or any of those sorts of ideas, those things are what we mean by false beliefs, concepts, and ideas. These things are just not supporting us in doing what we were meant to do. Now, making the shift, making the change to establish new patterns sometimes takes a fair amount of...
Untraining,
you could say, but determination is the word I was going to say.
Okay.
It requires reinforcement again and again, and that's one of the reasons why we encourage people to team up with others, to connect with others who are also following their passions, people who are like-minded in this sense, who are establishing a new direction. And we have trained over 250 Passion Test facilitators all over the world by now, and many of them are on International Passion Day on Tuesday, are sponsoring Passion Test circles just for this purpose, to allow people to come together and to celebrate passion together, and to have an introduction to what does it take for me to discover and live my passions in my life, and to begin to meet people, others who are committed to living a passionate life. And so that also is available on the PassionTest.com that you mentioned, Solazar. But if people would like to connect with others, that's a fabulous way of beginning to establish those new patterns of living.
Plus, you also mentioned the Passion Test facilitators, and you have a certification coming up on October 24th and 26th. Could you tell us something about that?
Sure. The certification course is a 3-day training to allow people to charge for, to provide workshops and one-on-one consultations as certified Passion Test facilitators, and so that those who are committed to living their passions, who are really committed, the best and most valuable way that any of us can do that is by supporting others, in helping others to discover their passions. Because as we teach those principles, as we begin to unfold those principles in the lives of people that we work with, in the people that we meet, in the workshops that we do, guess what happens to us?
We actually become more passionate, more connected, more embraced, more fulfilled.
Exactly. I mean, the fact is, there comes a point you don't have any choice but to do the things you're passionate about, because when you're teaching it, when you are facilitating others in doing that, if you're not living your passions yourself, you begin to feel a little bit like a hypocrite, and so you just don't have a choice. You have to live your passion if you're going to be in integrity, right?
Yeah, and speaking, as long as you mentioned integrity, if I may, you mentioned earlier the seven principles in the book, and of course, I just want to say them out for the listeners to hear and hope they'll all get the book and go through the process. But one is commitment, two is clarity, three is attention, four is to stay open, all of these things you've mentioned as well. Five is integrity, which you just mentioned. Six is persistence, that ability to keep moving forward in the direction of your passion. And seven is follow your heart. And that's, as you said, when you need to make a choice, you always make a choice in the direction of your passion, which means you're following your heart.
Exactly. Yeah. When in doubt, follow your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. These seven principles, in our experience, are critical pieces. And that one, persistence, that was that element that we were talking about a little bit earlier, that old patterns from the past sometimes die hard. You know, we may find ourselves falling back into old ways of being or doing or thinking or feeling. And that's okay. It's part of the process. But that's one of the reasons why it's so important and valuable to be connected with and surrounded by people who are also living their passions, following their passions, because when we begin to fall back into those old habits a little bit, then there are other people around us to say, hey, it's okay. Now, come on. What are you really passionate about? What do you care about? Choose for that.
And it also provides people with inspiration and encouragement. One of the other things that you offer is calls with the spiritual masters, and it looks like that's also an opportunity people can take advantage of during this International Passion Period to try those out free through October.
That's right. Actually, we're giving people the opportunity to sign up now without charge for this series that Janet does with which is called Dialogues with the Masters. It's her passion to spend time with the enlightened, and once a month she does a teleconference with someone anywhere in the world. She's interviewed people all over the world, but people who are really truly living life in fullness of heart and mind, and who have connected with that deepest aspect of themselves, which is that part of themselves that is connected to all of us.
And it really, just even talking to you, it's contagious. When people are truly living their passion, living with joy, it lights that little spark in someone else to say, hey, I want to try this too.
Yes, of course. The fact is that when you are really connected to the things that you care about, then it lights you up from inside. You can't hold it back. And it's also the case that it's very attractive to hang out with and be with people who are passionate, who are turned on, who are excited. It's contagious. What can you say, you know?
As a matter of fact, I think as a little side note to share for our listeners, I believe, weren't you responsible for connecting Rhonda Byrne from The Secret with about 56 of the 62 different teachers in the movie The Secret?
Well, it was about 70% of the teachers that were interviewed, yeah.
Yeah.
Rhonda actually called us up before she started filming for the movie. She had enrolled in our Alliance Secrets program. And she sent an email, and then we talked on the phone, and she had this great vision of a movie that was going to transform the world. And she told the story of how she had offered it to the networks in Australia, and the Nine Network had come forward to produce the movie, and she did a trailer for it that was absolutely mesmerizing. It was an earlier version of what some people may have seen online that was released later, and both Janet and I were captured by it. We saw Rhonda's vision, we appreciated it, and we just said, look, let's do whatever we can to help her connect with the people we know that live this principle, who live the law of attraction and who teach it and understand it and can share with others. And so we were very happy, very excited. For some months we went about, you know, making connections and setting up plane flights and getting those interviews done and all. It was great fun, actually.
So one of the reasons I wanted to share that for our listeners is that when you make a statement about you know, living your life surrounded with people who are all on that same passionate quest within their lives, living their passions. For those people who have seen The Secret and have seen many of the teachers there, this is the circle that you're surrounded with. This is the group of people who are sharing passions around you and with whom you're sharing passions. And you know, you could, so I just wanted to create that vision for people to let them know, you know, to the level of, that they may be familiar. Go ahead.
And thank you. I'm sorry, Carolina.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I just think it's such a beautiful example because in numerology, we're in the millennium that's all about relationships and communication and diplomacy. And it's this beautiful example of what can be accomplished when people come together in partnership and collaboration. And you look at the number of lives The Secret has touched, mm-hmm. and it's really beautiful and remarkable. So thank you for everything you did to make it possible in the world.
Oh, well, thank you for that. And it was fun, you know. That's the whole thing. It was fun. It was joyful, and it continues to be. And I wanted to mention to both of you that we do live the principles that I'm talking about here. And one of the ways we do that is not only for ourselves, but to try and make that same experience available for as many people as possible. And so you, I think, both know that Janet and I co-founded an online magazine called Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise.
Yes,
Healthy,
matter of fact, I'm a subscriber.
Oh, good. Great. So what we've done with Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise for the last 4 years now is twice a month we interview people who are incredibly passionate and have been amazingly successful in their own lives, following their passions, so that all of our listeners, all of our subscribers can benefit from hanging out with these same people. And I was smiling as I was listening to the Beach Boys singing Good Vibrations as we were coming in to the show today, because Mike Love of the Beach Boys was one of the people that we've interviewed in that series, with people like Stephen Covey and Wayne Dyer and John Gray and Barbara DeAngelis and Rhonda Byrne and Lisa Nichols from The Secret and Willie Nelson, Paula Abdul, so many different kinds of people. Professor Muhammad Yunus, the 2006 Nobel Prize winner. And those interviews are all available without charge. The recordings of those interviews are available without charge to our subscribers. So for people who really want to live a passionate life, I invite you to come and go to Healthy Wealthy N as in Nancy Wise.com, Healthy Wealthy N Wise.com, and become a subscriber there and listen to the interviews as they come up, because being in that, as you guys would say, in that vibration of passionate people, successful people, it creates that momentum in your own life, in my experience.
You know, there's an interesting story in the Passion Test, which is told early on about Janet's experience of wanting to be a transformational speaker.
Yeah.
And the only reason I just want to bring that little snippet out is that she identified that she wasn't where she knew it wasn't the right place where she was at that point in her life. And she found something where she said, this is the place where I need to be. And she persisted and she pursued it and she did it with integrity. And it became part of that. That became her life, and I think the important part here is that for those of us who may be sitting, or especially for those who still live in their parents' basement, but for those who are sitting in these little energetic dark clouds that we've surrounded ourselves with, listening to this vibrant, passionate information that people share when they're living their dream, their passion. And remembering that too can be you. It's got to be your mantra that too can be you.
That's right.
And that makes the shift.
Yeah.
But if we choose to live with it, unfortunately, with the darkness, we'll never get the message, because the message is there for us.
Well, what we put our attention on grows stronger in our life. That's the principle. You know?
Yeah. Attention, no tension.
That's right. And in Janet's story, that's what she was doing, is she realized she saw someone who was living that kind of life, and when she saw it, she recognized it. She said, that's what I choose to do. That's how I choose to live my life. And then she pursued having that person mentor her. And there's a wonderful story in the book about how she traveled all around the country and sat in the front row of this person's seminars
right.
until the woman finally said, "All right, you're hired," you know?
That's right.
but that's an element of it, you know, is when we see it, when we see someone who, and we recognize it, then take that person as a mentor. Find someone who is living the life we choose to live, and then find ways that we can support them. Janet went to work for that person. She, for a number of years, she helped, supported that woman in creating a successful business, but along the way she learned how to do that herself, how to create that kind of life herself. And that's what a mentor can do for us, and it's one of the reasons why we encourage people to find and connect with mentors, and then find ways of making yourself absolutely indispensable to those mentors, and you'll be in a position to learn more than you could ever have dreamed.
Well, we want to thank you, because we know you have to go, but we want to thank you for all the time you've spent with us. We want to remind folks that you gave us a clue to following our passion today. By any time we have to make a choice, make the choice for your passion.
Yeah.
Follow your heart. Start doing that and start trying to do that. But would you mind if I would just mention to everybody, one of the things you ask them to start out with in the passion test is write down their top five passions. And at least go home and do that and just think about that and then start making the choices for their passion.
Yeah. We actually will encourage people. The passion test process begins by writing down all the things you can think of that you love in every area of your life. And then in chapter 3 of the book, we take you through step by step how to narrow those down to what are actually your top five. So, and I hope everyone will that's listening will take advantage of Tuesday, of International Passion Day, to just use this as an excuse. Take the passion test.
Yes.
To get clear on your top five. And then take action to serve another person, to help someone else in an area that you're passionate and turned on about. And let that be the beginning of your passionate life.
And actually, I would even encourage people to take a mental health day that day and spend your whole day focusing on what it is you want to create in your life. What are your passions? Take the passion test, because this is a super powerful time to put that out to the universe.
Absolutely. And I hope that as many people as possible will not only view PassionDayMovie.com, the Passion Day movie, but also share it. Share it with those 80% of people who are not passionate, who are not turned on. We really would love to, our intent is to reach 5 million people or more. We have some 4 or 5 million emails that are going out on that day and to celebrate International Passion Day. And along with it, the release of the paperback edition of the Passion Test. So now the Passion Test book actually is available at a third the cost that it was available before. So what a great thing.
And you can get it right off the website.
That's right, thepassiontest.com. Great.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for spending the time with us, sharing your passion, not just for the Passion Test, but sharing it with us this evening on the air. And thank you so very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Salazar and Kirilani, for what you're doing and for allowing me to be part of it. I'm so grateful.
Blessings
to you.
And to Janet, too.
Thank you.
Good night.
And we will be right back with AM 540 KRXA after this.